Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Today we have these youth and young people, brothers. Wallahi, they are worth much more than all of those ulama who come on the TV, on the satellite channels, and they beautify their speech with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. And if you see them praying, you'll think, who is more perfect in prayer than this man? And if you hear him reciting Quran, you'll think, who is better than this man in recitation of Quran? But when it comes to his belief in Islam and this deen, he has nifaq in his heart. He has cowardice in his heart. Because he will sit on the television and he will back the regime of Saudi Arabia, or he will back the regime of Mubarak inside Egypt, and he will back them using ahadith, using claims from the Quran and Sunnah. Who is better? The young man who never prostrated until he was forced to prostrate to Bashar, so he refused. And then after that, he became mu'adhin inside the prison. He doesn't know the in-depth rules of Islam, but he knows what's right and wrong. He knows that he's in a battle between haqq and batil. Unlike the hypocrites who will sit there and will tell the people, you are not Islamic. That's why you have these rulers. You are bad people. Once you change, the rulers will change. Anyone who goes and protests inside the streets, they are hypocrites and whatever else. Those are the ones, and some of them until today, the shame of it. You see this man Bouti and this man Hassoun, the shame of them, that they appear on the TV screen kissing the hand and walking with Bashar, even though that man's hand is not even dripping. His whole body is overflowing with the blood of Muslims. And these are ulama who have books which you can go and buy from the Islamic bookshop, talking about usul al-fiqh and whatever else, all the in-depth knowledge of Islam. He doesn't even know the basics of Islam. He doesn't have the courage to stand on the basics of Islam. And not even them, even the ulama who are backing these uprisings. When I read a fatwa signed by some of these ulama a few months ago, more than 100 ulama signed a fatwa on Syria, haram to fight against the Muslims, so on and so forth. Some of these people who signed the fatwa, by the way, they were the same people who backed Mubarak. Do you think that the Ummah is so foolish as to believe you change your stripes so quickly? When I read the fatwa, brothers, in the fatwa, you don't find the mention of the word jihad fi sabilillah. You don't find mention of the word putting the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't find the word khilafah or dawlat al-islamiyah. You don't find these words inside the fatwa signed by 106 scholars, but you find those words in the youth in the streets of Syria, where they have to pay for those words with blood, and the other people sitting in the air conditioned offices in Qatar, in Kuwait, in Egypt, they pay for their words with 5 minutes typing on Microsoft Word or getting someone to do it for them or whatever. Who is the better? May Allah raise me on the Day of Judgment. May Allah raise me on the Day of Judgment with the ignorant on the streets of Syria rather than with the knowledgeable who sit inside their offices in Qatar and Egypt releasing these worthless fatwas which are written half an eye to keep the West pleased rather than seeking only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.